Welcome to Nuanced Judaism, coming to you from OU Torah.
I'm Simi.
And I am Rivka.
Hi, welcome back.
Hi, welcome back. Hopefully you had a great Pesach.
So we're going to dive straight in with Pirkei Avos.
That's right. We're starting a new series, Ethics of Our Fathers. Go ahead, Simi.
So just to say again, we're going to try and not tackle the ones that we've heard 1,000 times.
Right.
Trying to tackle aspects of wisdom or insight from ones that we haven't necessarily delved into before and you hopefully wouldn't have heard.
Correct.
So jumping straight to the second chapter. Let's step back. ChatGPT. Let me talk about an experience I had. I'm sure lots of people have said this, but let's develop this for a moment.
Okay.
We both were new to it, and I encouraged you to give it a shot.
Right. I was very hesitant. An AI where you can ask any question and it'll give you creative answers. I didn't want to touch it.
So when you tried it, and you're a programmer, so you were using it in programming.
I found it extremely useful. It saved a lot of time. It saved me a lot of time.
And from an education standpoint, I was trying to develop ideas. I was thinking of different sources, and it was really profoundly useful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the focus. I think what really came to an idea that sort of really lit up for both of us was when we shared our experience afterwards, we sort of coalesced around the point that we were happy to ask it questions that perhaps we might have been a bit shy to ask a regular human.
I remember that. I was sharing that to my family, that's how I felt, and you had just shared the exact same thing. And it was completely independent that we both had that experience, that we would not have asked this question to a teacher or to a friend because we must know that already.
And that's perhaps a failing on our part. We probably should be open enough and vulnerable enough to ask questions, but it also needs to be the right type of teacher who invites that sort of questioning.
Correct. And also, I didn't remember being on purposely shy when I spoke to a teacher. I'm purposefully embarrassed when I spoke to a colleague. But with ChatGPT, I was very cognizant that it wasn't there.
Right. So it's the idea that I think I would like us to talk about is that how do you either develop that openness to ask questions? Where is that? When a person's shy, the opposite for shyness is bravery, in a sense.
Okay.
I had a thought. Now, tell me what you think about this, because we haven't discussed this yet. The idea of being brave when you learn is that that learning is actually a bit of a scary endeavor, because to hear a new piece of information and be able to say, I didn't know this before, and there's a certain amount of me that's going to have to change if it's a big enough idea, is right. Very jarring.
Of course, many people wouldn't want to do that.
And it's so much easier to either reject it or, in a more sinister type of way, just fit it into my own preconceived concept.
Oh, that's what I said anyway, somehow.
Or it fits into what I already know. I don't have to change based off that idea. I already know that.
Okay, you're bringing a lot of a bigger idea than me using ChatGPT for computer programming. You're saying, in general, the concept of learning as an adult, not as a child, when your values and your Weltanschauung is already formed, to then have a conversation with somebody that you might not agree completely with or that might know more than you, to actually humbly sit down and learn from them is extremely scary because A, they might show you that you might be wrong, and B, that might mean that you may have to change something. People don't like change.
Right. And I think the reason why I'm saying it reminded me of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that talks about a shy person cannot learn. And then when experiencing that with ChatGPT, it made me reflect on, okay, if shyness is what prevents someone from learning, what is the character trait that encourages someone to learn? It's the opposite of shyness is courage. So a shy person doesn't necessarily mean a meek person. Perhaps one of the reasons why a shy person cannot learn is because they're lacking courage. It's not a personality thing.
I don't know if Baishon means shy. I think Baishon is embarrassed.
So people translate it as timid.
Timid, right. Timid. Timid and bravery is the opposite?
Well, you know, in a sense, I don't want to look at the idea from Pirkei Avos as simply describing a personality. It's not particularly useful. It's describing something that you can change.
Yeah,
how can you reflect on timidness?
I don't know if timid is a personality trait. I think you can be introverted and extroverted. Timid is coming from fear. That's something that people can work on.
Right, exactly. So I'm saying that a person who can overcome fear in the pursuit of a noble goal, that's bravery.
Interesting. I just heard something recently of the meaning of compassion, being able to suffer alongside somebody. So let's say you see a beggar on the street, and it's so much easier not to look at them, not to give them anything, just to go on. Or even worse, or even better, to give them that 5 shekel, but still not look at them, not be involved. Compassion is neither. Compassion is, yes, giving the 5 shekel, but also looking at them, smiling at them, and wishing them a good day, or asking them if they do anything
even
for them.
Even though that's hard.
Even though, but that's suffering. What you're doing. What you're doing is you're suffering alongside them. And that's what compassion is. I wonder if you can do the same thing with learning. Is that it is it's not comfortable to sit next to somebody who has more knowledge than you or a different perspective than
and
you.
And be open to learn. And a shy person is closed.
Right. A shy person, fear always closes you off.
Very good.
Compassion is something that opens you. And I suppose bravery for knowledge, a knowledge seeker.
So in your case of compassion, it's ethics. It's the ethical sense that forces you to overcome that shyness in the parallel, to overcome
closeness.
That desire to close off and open up. And the result is an ethical hero.
Correct.
They call it the ethical striving.
Chesed, hero.
In the cost of a certain amount of pain. Correct. In the respect of learning, you overcome the shyness, you overcome the closeness, the fear, in the pursuit of knowledge.
Correct.
And that obviously has another ethical dimension, because a person who is closed cannot learn. And the Mishnah continues that an impatient person cannot teach. And without developing it too far, impatience is a moral trait, that if you are an impatient person, it affects your ability to learn and to teach.
Correct. And I would say, like what you said before, is that asking questions, especially if it's your field of expertise. For example, for me to ask my colleague a software development question is embarrassing for me because I should know this. For you to ask a philosophy question of somebody or whatever it is.
It shows I don't understand the concept.
It shows you don't understand the concept, so there's a bit of embarrassment there. However, a teacher who welcomes those type of questions will slowly break down the boundaries of your shyness, of your embarrassment. An impatient teacher will never do that.
So I got a good example. One of my Rebbeim right now, Reb Chaim Eisen. Mm-hmm. So he teaches in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he teaches Moreh Nevuchim. And he's a phenomenal genius and big Talmud Chacham. But whenever anybody asks a question, he makes the question sound amazing.
Oh, I love that.
He explains the answer in a systematic, thought-provoking, lucid way. And I think I used him as one of the first teachers that I've experienced that I'm not scared to ask a question, even though I know he knows the answer. And but he breaks down that shyness because of his patience as a teacher. That's really interesting. I never thought of that parallel.
Right, and that's exactly right. I mean, it becomes a relationship, and he appreciates it probably as well.
Yeah.
All right. So to recap, Sammy.
The recap, the aspect or the area of Pirkei Avos we focused on is the relationship between a teacher and a student,
right.
But also the ethical dimension of that. So the and relationship to ChatGPT, but in sense that being shy, it closes you off because of fear. And the parallel you gave is the poor person and compassion. To give in to or to overcome that shyness and be brave, both in the sense of the compassion, but also in the sense of learning, allows you to be the type of person who can learn and the type of person who can experience chesed.
Correct. And a patient teacher will encourage that.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.